For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
It's always good to be home. And now you're in my home. I'm Rosie, and this is Rosie on the House. Come on in. We're throwing the doors wide open. Jennifer's got two big old pots of fresh coffee brewed up. Come in, pour yourself a cup of coffee, sit down, and let's talk about your house, your home, or your castle. 30-year Saturday morning tradition for Arizona homeowners is Rosie on the House. I'm a licensed remodeling contractor, been remodeling here in the Phoenix metro area basically since the mid-70s, but I've also done remodels in Flagstaff, Ehrenberg. Now, there aren't many licensed contractors that can say they did a remodel in Ehrenberg. We've remodeled in Tucson and all over the White Mountain area. So we've covered the state with our experience of fixing the Arizona homes. So if you have a project in and about around your house, home, castle, or cabin, this would be a great opportunity for you to get over to the phone. Like I say, pour yourself a cup of coffee, set yourself down in a comfortable chair, turn the radio softly. When you get on air with us, you'll have to turn your radio off so we don't get feedback. You call us at our toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. 1-888-767-4348. Let me put my 50 years of Arizona home building and home remodeling experience to work for you and help you, guide you through a project that you're trying to do yourself. I'll give you tips and tricks of the trade and name the tools you're supposed to use and how to use them to make your project look as good as if you paid a big old expensive contractor like me to come in and do the work for you. Now, maybe you don't want to do the work, and that's a funny thing about the evolution of this show. When I started the show 30 years ago, I really thought that I was going to be coming on air and coaching people on how to do things around their house that they were trying to do themselves. I was going to be their do-it-yourself coach. Well, it didn't take long for me to realize that people would call and they'd have this question, and I'd coach them about halfway through the question on how to fix it, and they'd interrupt me on air and they'd say, "Oh, wait. Well, Rosie, can you just tell me somebody to come over here and fix it for me?" So we started giving out contractors' names of people that we had been using for 20 years. And I'd say, "Yeah, call Larry at this number, call John at this number, call Susan at this number, and let them know we talked on air and, you know, that you're a friend of Rosie's, and they'll come over and take care of it for you." Well, out of that became a website that is now the number one contractor referral network in all of Arizona. So if you want to try and get something done, not only can I help you, because I'm kind of a hands-on guy when the guys let me out on the jobs, which is less and less often, but when I get out on the jobs, I do own a tool belt. Yes, I do own a truck full of tools. I can help you work through that project. But again, if all it is you want a referral for somebody to do it, we've remodeled all over Arizona. We have certified contractors, Rosie certified contractors, in Yavapai County, in Coconino County. And many of you that own second homes up there are becoming some of their best customers because you've come to learn what level of service you'll get from a Rosie certified contractor. So you want that same level of service up at your second home around Prescott Valley, Quad City areas, Munns Park, Flagstaff, Kachina Park, and you've learned to rely on us, and we'll do what we can to get you the right person. So in all of that, the show that started 30 years ago, the website that followed that, I always thought it'd be great to produce a Rosie certified homeowner calendar. But it wasn't until my son Romy came alongside of me and joined me in the show, which is now 15 years ago, that he came along and helped me put together this calendar. We give anyone who asks a free calendar. We've just got 40,000 of them off the press for 2020. They are flying out the door, but there are still some. If you'd like one, just reach out to us. We'll mail it to you. And in the January page of this Rosie on the House calendar, it tells you what we're going to be covering in the program. On January 4th, we covered helpful storage ideas for your holiday decor. We followed that the following week with a discussion about radon detection. It's one of the most odorless, invisible killers that we find inside our homes all across the great U.S. of A. But it is highly prevalent in Arizona because it originates from decomposing granite, which is a great majority of the Arizona soil. So we covered that. How to detect, and it's cheap, it's easy, how to detect if your home is suffering from radon suffocation. It's very dangerous and very lethal. No reason to be scared. You just go back to our podcast and listen to it. It's easy to buy a kit, get it tested, and one way or another, find out if you have a problem or not. And if you do, we have specialists that help you can take care of it. The week after that, we talked about water heater maintenance and care. And today we're talking about how to fix up that drywall damage. You know, did you have guests, grandkids, or wild nieces and nephews, or maybe it was your own children? Maybe it was your spouse that opened a door too aggressively or ran running down the hall, created a little drywall damage. Maybe bringing in that big screen TV that Santa Claus delivered.
Jennifer, is he talking about you? By
getting
chance?
It mounted on
Gary.
The wall.
What? Well, you know, I've never known you to get too, you know, rough house or anything in the house, but, you know, things happen.
Yeah, a lot of secrets get by on air.
Well, today, you know, we're just going to cover for a few minutes tips on patching that drywall, and that'll happen in the 10 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour today, we're talking about other hazardous material. Maybe you're considering getting a remodel done at your home. Well, baby, let me just grab your ear and your heart for a couple minutes. Because when you place that first phone call to whoever you're thinking about hiring, you should be able to tell right from the first phone call if you've got the right candidate on the phone or not. They need to be asking you, what's the vintage of your home? When was your home built? We licensed contractors are bound by law. If your home was built, I stretch it up all the way up to about the middle 80s. If your home was built in mid 80s, 85, 86, or earlier, we're going to do a lead and asbestos test. Okay? People think asbestos is outlawed. Asbestos isn't outlawed. There are still products that it is perfectly acceptable to use. And we need to know about that before we get in and disturbing all of the products that are in your home. So we're going to talk today in this hour just about lead and asbestos testing. Again, if your home was built prior to the 80s, mid-80s, you shouldn't touch the home yourself, and you shouldn't have a remodeler touch your home until you've done some testing for lead and asbestos so you can adequately determine whether or not it's an issue you need to be concerned with. And if you get the test done and it determines, okay, let me ask you this. If your home was built in the 70s, how many layers of paint do you think are on your doors and your casing and your jams and your window sashes? I would venture to say we could find as many as 5 or 6 layers of paint. Who's to say that bottom layer of paint, that first layer of paint, isn't lead-based? Now, it's perfectly safe, encased by 5 other layers of acrylic paint, until you start taking things apart and creating dust or paint flakes or chips that are getting down to the core level. Well, one of the ways we test for that is we actually X-ray the material. X-ray beams can't penetrate lead. So we know instantly with X-ray testing equipment whether or not the bottom layer contains lead or not. And if it does, we take a whole different level of precaution when we demo your house or when we demo that room that we're going to work on. There are lead testing kits that you can buy and test yourself at hardware stores just for $10 or $15. But does it get through the 3 or 4 or 5 layers of paint? Yeah, it tells you if the surface you're testing is lead right there, but we'll actually go in deeper to do the real test to find out, are you going to get there once you start tearing the house apart? So lead and asbestos questioning should be in your first phone call. Now, you want to know who your first phone call should be if you're looking for a new vehicle? That's as easy as falling out of the bed. It's Sanderson Ford in Glendale. Right now, they have 2019s that they're ready for you to take home. They've got 2019 Edges. They're going to give you a $6,000 rebate and 0% interest for 5 years. They've got Escapes, 2019 Escapes. They're going to give you $4,500 rebate and 0% for 5 years. They've got an Expedition that they're going to give you a $9,000 rebate and 0% for 6 years on a new 2019. That's at Sanderson Ford. Come on, y'all. Get real. You want an honest buying experience for a new car or used car? Get to Sanderson.